What we're dealing with here is a total lack of respect for the law.
Welcome to another tale from George's Pocketbook. George is a frontline UK response officer dedicated to fighting crime, resolving family disputes in minutes that have taken years to break down, and getting in the faces of the social underclass. All events are real, and names and places have been changed to protect the innocent, not so innocent, and plain stupid.
George has little tolerance for antisocial behaviour. There is no doubt in his mind that antisocial behaviour stems from poor parenting, a complete lack of respect for anyone and anything, social deprivation, being victims of crime themselves, and sheer boredom. This isn't an exhaustive list, and he realises he may be stereotyping your typically bored teenager, or chav, as they can be affectionately known. Last week, his perceptions were changed a little. Things are not always as they appear, and although he prides himself on having an open mind, George isn't afraid to admit when he is caught by surprise. George was tasked to attend a nuisance call, where kids were kicking a ball about in an estate car park. Nothing new in this, he's been to this particular housing estate many times in the past, and George could imagine the scene. An elderly resident being threatened and abused by a bunch of yobbish louts with no respect for their elders. Upon arrival, he saw a bunch of kids aged 7 and 11, and one of the younger ones was crying. His left ear looked red and swollen. George grabbed one of the older lads and asked him what was going on. He told George that an old guy had come out of an address and called them all sorts of names. And then when one of the kids told him to go away and leave them alone because they were only playing a bit of football, the old man came out and grabbed the young lad, then clipped him around the ear. A resident who was getting shopping out of his car then came over and confirmed that the story was true. George established that they weren't working together and decided to knock on the door of the old man to get the other side of the tale. The old lad was about 72, stooped and clearly angry. George asked his name and clarified that this was actually the original informant and the reason why he'd been called there. He barked and swore at George during his attempts to establish what had happened. He then said that if he was 20 years younger, he would clip all their ears and kick George's ass too. He told him that he had had enough of the kids screaming and laughing outside of his house, and that he'd also written to the local council on at least three occasions to have the swing park move further away from his address because he couldn't stand the noise. George was a little taken aback at being told the old guy wanted to kick his ass, and asked him why he felt so angry toward him, but he just told George to F off. Mr. Angry refused to calm down and continued to throw abuse at George and the kids. The mum of the crying boy had now turned up and also wanted Mr. Angry's blood, while George was trying to cope with his perceptions being turned upside down. Here was a yobbish lout of an elderly man showing no tolerance for those younger than him, including the police, and showering them all with abuse. For his own safety as much as anything else, Mr. Angry was arrested for disorderly behaviour and on suspicion of assault occasioning actual bodily harm on the minor. When they arrived at the police station, Mr. Angry tried to fight George and two other burly coppers. He lost, but not before he was taken down to a cell. A PNC check later revealed that our Mr. Angry had served 15 years for armed robbery some years ago and had also been served an ASBO. That's an antisocial behaviour order. Not to enter certain areas where youths congregate, for instance in parks, as he'd been arrested for assault against a minor only a year before. It turns out that Mr. Angry made the nuisance youth call after he'd assaulted the lad in attempt to cover himself. Perhaps leopards never do change their spots, even if they aren't immediately obvious, and perhaps preconceptions should be treated with caution.